Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Resendez, R-E-S-E-N-D-I-Z, 8867. This is a 58-year-old delightful Hispanic lady. Comes in, she's because of redness, right leg. Patient had a history of cellulitis in August. She received antibiotics, period. She's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. She has no cough, congestion, no symptoms of PE, no DVT symptoms, no Holman sign at this time. There's some pain over the calf groin area, and there's streaking, evidence of streaking, i.e. lymphangitis, extending from the lower leg into the knee region, period, on the right side. She also has a history of diabetic neuropathy. Her blood sugar today is 116, which is fantastic, on metformin, 500 milligram one today. Immunizations up to date, no flu shot this year. Allergy, none. Eye examination 2 years ago, she needs one right away. Mammogram, she hasn't had one for years, we order one.
Hey, can I order a mammogram for her?
We're going to order a mammogram today as well. Next summer, she's never had a colonoscopy, but she has a family history of GI cancer. She needs colonoscopy and EGD. That's very important. We talked about that today. Ma'am, we don't have any name tag. Would you write her name on it? Patient's surgery includes a cholecystectomy, C-section. She has one child, 21 years old. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She works for HEB for 19 years. Last period, 6 years ago, she's separated, but she's considered herself married. Colonoscopy and EGD will be ordered next number. Patient's mammogram was ordered today. Patient's family history. Papa died of COPD, coronary artery disease, stomach cancer 22 years ago. Mom died 8 years ago with an aneurysm. Medical problems, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, DJD, obesity, high cholesterol, medication on a separate list, separate sheet of paper, allergy none, metformin 500 milligram a day, meloxicam 15 milligram a day, Crestor 20 milligram a day, for Lexix 20, 40 milligram a day, PRN. Patty, take the Lexix every day or as needed?
Her
Lexix, Furosemide. And then review of system. She has had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, as was mentioned, no Holman sign, redness in the lower extremity on the right side. Furosemide, edema. Exam is 169 pounds, has lost about 5 pounds, 98.5, 98, 20, 81, 133 over 83. Okay, good. Heart positive, small positive, did you get a flu shot? Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, but obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, arm, mucosal contamination, logical non-focal. There's redness, heat associated with the right pre-tibial area. There's evidence of lymphangitis extending into the knee on the right side. First of all, assessment number one, cellulitis right leg. Number two, symptoms of neuropathy. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four, blood sugar 116. Number five, she's going to switch to a sensor PCP, so I feel comfortable ordering blood work. Next number, get hemoglobin A1C, lipids, and LDL. Next number, refer to eye doctor ASAP. Next number is referred to GI because of family history of stomach cancer. Next number, continue with the current medication. Medication, I don't know if I dictated this, but on a separate sheet of paper, put allergy none, metformin 500 milligram a day, meloxicam 15 milligram a day, Crestor 20 milligram a day, Lasix 40 milligram, put PRN. That's what it was. Next number, she again, the Doppler study doesn't show any DVT, but I told her she needs to come back tomorrow for a recheck. If she develops cough, congestion, or any of the symptoms, she will go to the emergency room for a reevaluation. Dr. Habadir will look at the patient tomorrow as well. Next number, growing pain related to lymphangitis. Related to cellulitis. Next number, once again, negative Holman sign. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next number, maybe a candidate for GLP-1 if her A1C comes back elevated. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.